Blog Talk Radio. Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Consciousness Shift, and happy 2015, everyone. I hope it's been a nice, pleasant first few days of the new year. My name is Nicole Tomasini, and I am joined by my lovely co-host, Gwendolyn Barry. It's funny. Gwen and my friend Diane's daughter have the same birthday, which was recently. We were just discussing that, like-minded souls. So anyway, today we are talking about the runes, the Celtic runes and their magic and divination tools. And Gwen has come up with a whole line of essential oils dedicated to each rune. And she gives her own interpretation for each rune and what its energy is and components are. So we're going to explore the world of runes.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year, Nick. Happy New Year to our listeners, too.
Yes, it promises to be a very exciting adventure.
It's probably really a good idea to give a little background on let people know, because I know we have an online caller waiting to speak to us, Avatar. But before we do, I think probably we should point out that runes as a source of divination, actually their derivative, where they come from, is the Elder Futhark, and we're talking about Teutonic Celtic mythology and storytelling and the stories of the people of the Germanic and Teutonic tribes from the European theater. And the other thing is that they are not just they are actually the sigils or the symbols that Odin pulled from hanging upside down on the Yggdrasil tree or the world tree. So they were the tools with which to write our stories. And that's where they come from. And of course, they represent archetypal reflection to us. And I think that these basic archetypal or stories of the hero's journey are sometimes the most powerful and the very best mirrors we can use to journey and to take it up a step or find our way through a challenge or a dilemma, or to indeed find out through the choices we're making in the moment, what is prognosticated or what is coming up, the divination side, which is a New Year tradition within almost every culture on the planet to go and divine your future. It's just schedule planning.
Nice. Yeah, I like the runes. They worked for me better than the tarot when I was first learning these things in college. And I liked the runes because it wasn't so much about telling the future. It was more about vibrational cords and what are the vibrations that are present right now in this situation, and the past, the present, the future. More in terms of how can you work with this energy instead of saying, okay, this is going to happen, that's going to happen exactly.
Yeah, it's journey work. It's what it is. It's serious. Let's not use the word serious. It's being responsible for ourselves by choosing to take a look at what's within us and what surrounds us. and what that tells us about where we're going to be going.
Yeah, right.
And that's responsible. That's being a responsible human being.
Yeah. Yeah, so why don't we open up the mic to Ivatar. Are you there?
Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Yes, Happy New Year.
Thank
you. Can you hear me okay?
We can.
Happy New Year to both of you.
Thank you. Same to you.
Ivatar, may I ask you, what is the meaning of your name?
Well, my whole name is Ivatar Star. And, you know, a couple of years I have been asking Spirit to reveal to me my soul name. So what happened about, I woke up about 3 o'clock in the morning, and the name just came through. You know, at first I wasn't able to really get the pronunciation down in the syllables, but I was able to get it down. And then when I said it, it was like my whole being, you know, it resonated. It was like my soul saying, okay, this is what you resonate with at this point in your life. This is who you really are, you know, and not only in this dimension, but in other dimensions. So even though I haven't changed it legally yet, and I'm in the process of doing that, it resonates with, you know, who I am right now.
Wonderful.
Versus my birth name, you know, because all names have a certain energy that they come along with, but this
sure.
name is, it resonates so much with who I am as a multidimensional
being. That's so interesting that you say that, because I was just listening to a recording talking about, you know, creating a new you for the new year. And it was one of my favorite teachers, Bashar, was talking about that we're different people all the time, this moment, this moment, this moment. And if you're a new person now, you also change the past, that the past, present, and future are all happening simultaneously.
Yeah.
It's just we find it. So to find what you resonate with right now and to call yourself that, very powerful.
You know, the other point, too, is that among many of the indigenous cultures in the Americas and cultures throughout the globe, there is a form of initiation that you go through where you do choose. In fact, most ancient spiritual traditions do this. And even in Catholicism, when you get confirmed in the Catholic Church, you choose a specific name. Among the indigenous people, it's known as your earth name, and the earth name is connected to you on earth so that it spreads out amongst the cosmic you.
Wow.
Yeah, nice. Since I've embraced this name, I have gone through several initiations since I've embraced it. So that's definitely true.
Wonderful.
But I called the show when I read the excerpt, I call the show because of the power animals. It seems as though I want to get more familiar with the power animals that are around me, and you know what they're there for in my relationship. I want to strengthen my relationship with them. I know that I have more than I've had, a lot more.
Wow, interesting. Well, because I was telling Gwen before we started the show that I also pulled out, I have Animal Speak runes by Ted Andrews, and they're all animals, not the symbols. So I'd be more than happy to pick one for you and see. Oh, there we go. It's just jumping out. Wow, stillness, the praying mantis.
Wow.
Wow.
In Eastern philosophies and traditions, the praying mantis, especially in the martial arts that are combined with a spiritual path, the praying mantis is considered a huge member of the family, because the praying mantis allows the weak or the what they need to draw into their lives to come to them through stillness. They attract them through their stillness. Mm-hmm. And then when they are there, that's when the praying mantis devotes attention, whether it's to consume for sustenance or to learn and grow by, I would think. But I'm sure there's a message that Ted put down.
Yeah, well, that's exactly it. It's using stillness as camouflage to protect yourself.
Yeah.
And it's a time to still the mind, the body, in order to grasp new insight and new nourishment within your life. So through learning to use stillness, you will enhance your creativity and healing. You will awaken, recognize, and manifest your intuitive capabilities and your protective powers more easily. And with the runes, they also have the reverse side. So I always like to look at both sides just so you get the whole picture. And it's about trying to do too much or procrastinating, so not being in that balance of stillness and deception and all these things. But I think the praying mantis is a wonderful way to start the year, really, because it's a total alertness and being in the centering of yourself. So that's great. So there you go. There's one.
That's really accurate. That is so accurate because I pray a lot. I pray a lot and I meditate a lot. So that is really accurate.
Wow. Wonderful. Wow, that's great. So where should we go from here? You want to talk a little bit about the runes? I see that Aloha Jay, I think, has called in as well. But why don't we...
I have a question for Avatar.
Yeah.
Avatar, is there a goal that you have this year that you would like for Nick to pull either a rune or an animal speak on?
Yes, I'm writing this book. That's like number one, because I've been talking about this book and I had started putting it together and I put it down because I felt like I needed to go back and do a lot of healing and letting go and forgiving. And so I actually put it down. So, yes, I want to finish writing and publish my book this year. And I want to move and get in a situation, not that the place that I'm in, I mean, it's a beautiful place, but it really, I'm done with what I came here to do, you know, on a spiritual level. So the other thing that's top of the list, I need to move into another place that really complements. Because since I've been here, I mean, there's been a lot of shifting and a lot of growing and a lot of things, but I want to go and be in an environment, like, you know, a sacred home environment that really complements all the work that I've done in 2015 that will continue to support me, you know, along my evolutionary process.
So like a moving forward. Yeah, so let's do one for a moving forward in with these areas. Okay. All right. Which one? I'm going to go with Lagoose. Here we go. The dream time. Gwen, you want to talk a little bit about Lagoose? It's a straight line with a small line coming from the top.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Lagoose.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the reasons that I interpret it as the dream time is because it's that time when, well, I'm actually, when things are more possible through flow. And it's also about connectivity, too. And oftentimes, we get our sense of flow and rhythm, especially if we're in a spiritual path, from our dreams. Because our dreams are using the tool of our imagination to bring up those challenges and also those choices we've made, what's they spotlight some of the places we're going to. Do I sound comprehensible there?
Mm-hmm.
So Evatar, in moving forward into a more aligned environment, I think, like, it's a perfect complement to the praying mantis in stillness, because what it does is your message here is coming from the strength of stillness. And once you achieve that, allowing flow to open up, and it's also, you're going to allow a flow, so you want it to be done with purification. So this is when you moving towards a realignment of your environment, purify the one you're in and cleanse it and say goodbye to it and intend that the purification extends into the path you're on and what's coming up for you. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's really accurate.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I would add that, you know, if we're looking towards the moving forward, the flow is really the best one, because if you think about the dream time is also the fantasizing, the connecting with it, the waking dream time. So flowing with what you want and flowing with it instead of trying to push it or stop it.
It's about using your instincts, and also you should know that in the divination of it, it also indicates a combining, or sometimes what they call the sacred marriage. That in that place, that's where, as Mr. Bloom put it in his Book of Runes, I think he said that's the hero or heroine story where they live happily ever after. So be aware that it doesn't have to be a person, that there might be a new companion that is there in front of you on your path that you're going to find through flow that is going to assist you in achieving that environment that you're looking for alignment with.
Mm-hmm, I believe that. And, you know, a lot of my work, I do a lot of work. I do a lot of my healing work in dream time. Recently, 2014, you know, I just do so much. I connect with so many souls on a multidimensional level in dream time. But what I've been able to do in my waking moments, I've been able to actually do a lot of things in my waking moments that I've been able to do in dream time. And that manifests itself 2015, that I became really consciously aware of, you know, I just made a decision. I said, well, you know, I want to go to Peru, or I want to go to Ireland, you know, and I want to do this, and I just do it. And you know, but when I go there, there's a purpose for me going there. You know, like when I went to Machu Picchu, I met with the masters there, and this was all in my waking moment, you know. So
nice.
That's really accurate as well.
Nice.
Good.
That's great. Really showing the power of the runes. Very good.
Do you have a third question and a preference on where the answer would come from? What divination?
Well, I had asked about the book, so I didn't hear anything about the book.
About the book. All right, let's go with the runes for the book. Tell me, okay. Oh, wow, I got the blank rune. What is that one called? I just see a blank paper. Like, fill it up.
That sounds good to me.
That's good. That is the unknown, but it's also anything goes, you know? It's the possibilities are only, you know, you're the only limit on yourself.
Right.
And Gwen has, it's called ISA, ISA, and isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, and it's reflection. So really, it's like, well, the book, write whatever you want and reflect on what you want and write that.
Trust your
wow, that's so exciting because when I first started, you know, I had all these chapters and then I went in and I changed it, I revised the chapters, and then I started connecting some of the things that I had as a subchapter into a chapter. So that's active too. That's pretty active.
Wow.
Develop and trust your instincts on a new level.
Yes, that's what I've been working on.
That's
what I've been working on. Mm-hmm.
It sounds like you're just getting confirmations here of everything you've known.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing. It's a very good thing.
Yeah. Keep on keeping on. I think you're in a good place. Please let us know how it goes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will. And the name of your show, because I'm on the internet, and I wrote the number down, but I'm on the internet so I can go back into the archive. What's the name of the show again?
It's called The Consciousness Shift, and the network is called Here Be Monsters. So, and you can also find us if you're on Facebook, if you put in Spirit Therapy. I'm Spirit Therapy NYC, and we have our show and then this show. So, The Consciousness Shift.
The show that I'm talking to now?
Exactly.
Maybe I'm not. I just don't see it. I was going to. Anyway, I'll find it. I know I found it to write the number down, but I don't see it now.
Right. Well, Here Be Monsters is the network, and you can always see our archive shows if you put in Blog Talk Radio, Here Be Monsters.
H-E-R-E-B-E?
E, yep.
Monsters?
Monsters.
Three different words.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here Be Monsters, M-O-N-S-T-E-R-S.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so when I put that in, all of your shows are going to come up?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Very good.
I really appreciate both of you very much, very much, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Avatar. Much blessings to you.
Have a wonderful year.
You too.
Great.
Thank you. I want to listen to the rest of the show.
Great. I'll just mute you right there. All right. Wonderful. Well, it was a great start to show him what the runes can do. Dream Master has been typing in. They seem to know a lot about the runes. And he's been saying there's many ways in which we can dream, many answers, many offerings. And then, you know, using the runes to show where we're at, the direction that would be a way to get to our goals. I really liked that.
Yeah, you know. That's good.
Yeah. So do you want to talk about a few specific things, and then maybe I'll open up the mic to who I think is Aloha Jay?
Why don't you go ahead and open up the mic to Aloha Jay, because we'll, you know, want to get people in if they want to ask some questions.
Cool. All right. So you're on the air, 780 area code.
Hey, welcome to the new year.
Thank you. Same to you.
It's going to be an abundant year, I feel. It's 2008 or 2015 equals the 8, so it should be pretty good.
Yeah, infinite possibilities.
That's true.
Yeah.
Work hard pays off.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about the Eight of Pentacles in the tarot. It's like, work hard, it pays off.
Nice. I like that. So would you like us to pick one of our rune styles for you? Do you have any questions?
Well, sure. I didn't know Ted Andrews had a rune, so I'm really curious about that.
Okay. The animal speak. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me.
I, go ahead.
Give a little specifics or generals about where the reading, what you're asking.
Yeah, just to make sure that I'm aligned with spirit regarding my classes. So I'm always how would you say it? Not cautious, but aware that the spirit is always watching me do classes and drumming and things like that. So I just wondered what the animals, I guess, think about that too, actually.
Wow, that's great. All right. So. Interesting. I have time to move migration, and it's geese, like four geese flying. They have, in the animal speak runes, a few of the beginning ones are like conceptual. It's like hunting, camouflage, mating. So that's one of the ones that you got. Migration is most common among birds, while mammals may travel. Blah, 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 birds. And then now is the time to make a move. The sustenance you need is no longer available where you are, personally or in business. It is time to look elsewhere for the fulfillment of your needs and wants. It can be difficult to make major moves and changes, but there are times when it becomes easier and we have greater protection when we do take action. This is one of those times. You are more than prepared. So take a leap, make a move. If you do not, you will find yourself becoming mired in the reoccurring muck of the past. The present is not going to change for the better in any significant way. So strong. Does this make sense to you? Like, do you feel like you want to move to a higher level with these things?
I actually am. You know, I've got a rattle making class. I got a drum making class. I'll probably move into the children's thing. I'm just planning that out right now too. So,
The children's, yeah, because you actually the picture. There's one big goose, and then the three others are different, varying smaller sizes.
Wow. And what strikes me, and what Ted would write about, has written about with goose, is mother goose and. The stories that were actually designed to quiet children so they would listen. So I think that's kind of an indicator of what Jay is actually asking about, too.
And also, the last sentence is exactly what Gwen just said about the pentacles and the eight. Making a move now will require lots of work, but the rewards will be well worth it.
And don't forget that Jay asked about his guides that are observing him. You know, Jay, those guides, they also are there to help you and teach you. And talking to him, I mean, my neighbors all think I'm crazy, you know, because I talk to spirit all the time. And it's a wonderful therapy. Sort of self-psychological balance, because it's really prayer, too. Yet I talk to my guides, and I get answers. So I think that's indicated there, too.
Yeah, what do you think, Jay?
Yeah, I do talk to my guides also. And I always get signs also. Just interpreting is always interesting because we got to find out what's going around in my environment. That's reading those signs up. But I know buffalo comes up a lot, I find. I always have ravens flying across my path all the time, too. So.
Mm-hmm. And well, I think of the migration rune, I also see the rune movement, which is an M. And that's really a great rune for this year, because we're all looking to do something different, more this way, more that way. And so, you know, the one thing we don't like is when things always just stay the same. So it's very exciting, you know.
Well, buffalo and raven, too, are watchers of community. You know, they're teachers. Watchers and teachers. Those are wonderful, wonderful guides to have.
Interesting, because I just pulled like another confirmation rune and I got camouflage. So it's like, and the picture is a branch with leaves, and if you really look at it, there's a caterpillar, some sort of, legged insect in there. So to conceal itself from any perceived danger, camouflage also enables many animals to hunt for food more effectively. By studying the way animals use camouflage, we can avoid trouble and capture our own goals more effectively. So I think of camouflage while we're talking about spirits is about, you know, you may not see us, but we are right here.
Yeah.
Nice. And then there's the time to stand out, and there are times when it is best to blend in. Now is the time to use camouflage. I always think of that as kind of like when you're under construction, you know, it's best to sort of just keep it in, and then, you know, you can have the reveal party.
Yeah, I find that too. I find that too, because for myself, I know, because I'm intuitive and super smart, that I can actually really, get into it, like just get some answers right away. And the thing is that I just don't say those things, because sometimes I just be an observer and nothing else. I'll usually wait till the other people or the person's, you know, revealed it. So, and I have some experiences like that too. And I just, you can't, spill the beans on everything. I mean, it's just like, it's kind of like if I told you everything, you would know nothing, right? So I think the experience is part of their own journey, not mine.
Yeah, that is good counsel right there. And I think most light workers need to hear that. I remind myself of that all the time. You know, you can't, just because you may know all kinds of things does not mean people want to hear it nor need to hear it right now. You know, there has to be. You know, please.
Yeah, even if you know what's going on, it's like you just keep it. You know, I always go back to this movie that was last year. I always bring this movie as a reference. You know, The Edge of Tomorrow with Tom Cruise in it.
Mm.
And was one part of the movie where it's a deja vu moment that he's going to all the time, but he figures this out. And think of that. There's one part where he's telling everybody this is going to happen, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, right? And they put basically a tape over his mouth to shut him up, basically. But when he kept going after that, he just remained quiet and just watched as things unfold, because even though some people he tried to save and they would die, would actually still die. So, so I always go back to that movie as a very spiritual thing that we are spiritual, how would you say it, seekers who, you know, began this path and experienced the path, is that as much as we like to help, it's their own journey. And I think that's really, really difficult for us, you know, spiritual people to do that, if you want to call it that. So even psychic people and things like that, it's just watch, and that's all you can do.
Wow, Dream Master put it perfectly, I think, what you're saying. He says, for me, I share and offer. I do not push and tell. There's sharing and offering. You don't have to push and tell. But I think that's the balance. It's the advanced class of, you know, you can sort of present. Would you like this? What do you think, Gwen?
I think that's good. I think that's an excellent representation.
Yeah. Good. All right. Now what?
Now what?
Now what?
Now what for 2015? It's interesting. It's just, we were talking about boundaries and things like that. I just find that that stepping to our power is very interesting. I know the definition of what power is, right? I think most, talking to my friend about this, and I think it's not, there's kind of like two sides of it, actually, I think, we call it us and them, right? The people who are just average people, and the person who take the spiritual path and they're practicing it. And I feel that the power on the other side is more about the things, right? The numbers and the things, material stuff, right? And I feel that on the other side, it's, you know, the spiritual stuff is more about the our internal power. What are our gifts that we can bring out and share
to
other people? Yeah, just, you know, that's I think, you know, just about, you can call it greed, but I don't know if, you know, charging whatever amount is okay to them. But I just wondered if it's, you know, those things that you do inside and teach other people, there's nothing that you can put on as a price or anything like that, because money can't really buy emotions, can it? You know, it's only for a very short time. It can buy, but it's only a very short time. But the everlasting effect of your internal power, I feel, is that it brings some sort of, I don't know, help or meaning to other people. I was wondering what your thoughts about that.
Yeah, well, I think it's a great subject for this coming year, because it is about the people having the power, who has the power, what is the power. So while you were talking, I pulled a rune and I got Kenaz, which is, I see it as opening. That's the bloom, but Gwen has it as listening to guidance. And so her interpretation is, when it seems darkest, Kano, that's how you say it, Kano is sitting on the road before you. Your journey becomes the search for the light. New guidance is at hand. A new beginning of some kind is indicated. Old habits, how you used to come to conclusions or make plans, is not going to work. And the appearance of Kano signals new guidance. What subtle signals pointing to that new guide have you missed? Have you become fascinated? I just think of the media, or drawn to she has it in a good way, become fascinated or drawn to a new or never experienced culture or discipline. Follow your instincts. A brand new awareness is before you. So I think that's where the power is the listening to your inner guidance. Because that's really telling you the truth from your soul's point of view, and also following it, sitting in your power is being able to bring the light into the dark, even if you're walking into a room that's all darkness, to have the confidence in the light that you bring. It makes a big difference.
Follow your bliss.
Follow your bliss.
Yeah, you know, that's about fascination. It's allowing our fascination to lead you. And it does. It really does. I mean, if you remember back, it was your fascination as a child that led you to think, well, I want to be a fireman. You know, I want to be a model. I want to be an actor, or I want to be a preacher. You know, all of these archetypes are before us as a child, and we're fascinated, and our fascination, it shines and polishes our imagination, and our imagination is people who are walking a spiritual walk. Our imagination is our greatest tool. Every mystery tradition tells us that, and getting in touch with it so firmly is about meditation, which comes from like the things that Jay does, the drumming, and it includes things like storytelling, but it's a sit back and watch. Just allow and then sit back and watch.
Nice. All right. That is good. By the way, we have another caller, just putting it out there. So, yeah, good start, good stuff that you brought, Jay. It's a great thing. Think about the runes, they can really apply to all of us, and we're talking about, you know, general subjects. So, it's good. Anything
you're
else?
Welcome, Wi-Fi.
Mm.
Yeah, I just find that I don't know why we're always afraid to step on our power for some reason. It seems like it's it's like kind of rampant. I don't know why, but
you know why?
I
think because we've watched people abuse power so much, and we know we don't want to be that. So we're trying to find some way to be powerful without being, you know, power hungry.
Well, it's also defining power too. I mean, going back to following your bliss. As a child, you have ideas that are untouched by, let's call it, the practicality. And in society now, practicality always comes back to having enough in the bank, you know? And that is a completely huge polarity for, especially in a spiritual walk. And at this time, right now, at this moment to be in, and it's a tall order to follow your bliss and allow your fascination to be your guide.
Nice. Well said. Great. So how about we open up to our 905?
Yeah.
All right, 905, you are on the air.
Hi, Nicole. Hello, Gwen. How are you?
Hi.
Hello, Jay, if you're still there. Hi.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Enjoy yours. My name is Dennis, and I'm Dream Master in the chat.
Awesome. I knew you were a man somehow.
Well, thank you for that. Most people get me as a woman, but that's okay.
Cool. So,
but yeah, everything you're mentioning is so spot on. You know, we are coming into the remembrance of who we are, and really the power that we hold within ourselves, right? And a lot of people are in fear and in doubt right now. Because it, you know, everything might seem confusing, and you know, in wonderment, but this is what it is right now. This is what we're going through. You know, this is a awakening of human consciousness. This is, you know, this is what it
is.
Right, it's what it looks like.
It's not what it looks like, it's what it is.
Right.
There are a lot of memes out there. I mean, paradigm shift, world change, apocalypse.
This and that, and the other thing, yep.
But what it represents is the epoch or age that we're beginning. We're already into it. And setting the standard is about, you know, planetary consciousness, which we're getting. We're actually live on it right now.
That's it. You know, it's like, you know, this is why I chose to be here at this time. You know, like I've popped in and out, and you know, I came here to experience this, and it's phenomenal. You know, like the human species or whatnot has not experienced this before ever.
Yeah.
No. And, right.
You know, and this is where we're at. And with Jay, and, you know, I love him as a brother. You know, it becomes not so much a seeking, it becomes a knowing of where you are. And knowing of who you are and where you came from and where you'll go. And you know, we're sharing this here and now together, you know. And we've been here before and will continue to exist. It's sharing this time. Right? See, a lot of people we all are on our own path, right? We, quote-unquote, awaken or whatnot on individual timelines. This is what makes us unique, right, as being human. And as an observer, a witness, and a contributor, I'll add that in, okay, because I'm guilty of that. It's just phenomenal. You know, like,
well, right now we're being asked to, especially those of us who are working a spiritual path consciously, we're being asked to be flexible enough to awaken to our interconnectedness and our interconnections in every way, with a conscious awareness to our other lives, our enduring goals, those past life lessons, because all of that positions us, each of us, in our own path to be present in this moment for a planetary evolution. It really does. My reality, my truth is that there are fabulous initiations, there's fabulous traditions out there, and our ancestors have left us the way through wisdom and lessons they left behind, and this is in many different ways. It's still our own unique individual distillation of those experiences that come to bear on the moment, and we create the pebble in the pond that resonates outward and helps everyone else to find their way too.
Well, I picked a rune on what we're talking about here, about this evolution of the humans, and I picked Algiz, which I know is protection. It kind of looks like a tree with two branches. And Gwen has it as the good spirit. It's the shield rune. Algiz comes into your journey for protection. A benevolent guardian is in your midst. Counsel is a benefit. When your path is strewn with worries and upset by your choices, often when this happens, some portion of our soul reaches out for the guidance to meet and accept the challenge, which is clearly what we're all doing right now. The Algiz is the signal of new guidance, a good spirit to lead you within so you can clearly define and protect yourself. And then you are in a position of solid grounding and personal power. Use it. It's totally talks about what we were just speaking of.
And it's good health, you know, good mental health too.
Mm-hmm. Right. So we are all the good spirits, right?
Well, we are.
Yeah.
You know, we work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
For people, you know, like, people look at me and they say, I don't do nothing. I'm stagnant. But, you know, you were talking about dream time earlier. And, yeah, I do a lot of work in dream time. I do a lot of work in the higher dimensions. And yet, still, I work here in this 3D because I chose to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are remembering, you know, why they chose to be here. Even that is a hurdle to come over,
yeah,
for a lot of people.
Right.
Yeah.
And
that really brings power back, I think, instantaneously. If you can realize and remember why you are here, why would you choose to be here during this time? That involves understanding what this time is about and seeing what we were just saying, the evolution of us and our global consciousness here. And but that brings power in and of itself, where you go, okay, I chose to be here. I chose this.
Well, we keep neglecting something on the physical, emotional tie-up too. I think sometimes it's about the experience, the good, the bad, the ugly. The experience.
I experience it all.
I think we all do. We're meant to. It's that warp and warp the yin and yang that creates the balance in us. And,
right,
you know, it's not about failure. It's about learning how to do it better.
Right.
And there are so many tools that are opening up to us. And one of the big ones that most of the momentary gurus, I'll just collectively put it in there, and I mean good ones. There's some I really love listening to, like Abraham.
Yeah.
It's about the power you have in your own life, and the tool of that power is your imagination, because our state of mind is keyed by our imagination, whether or not you want to put that element in that says this is the reality. The reality is what you're feeling.
When you mention this, is it Nicole I'm speaking with?
Yeah, Gwen was just talking.
Oh, Gwen? Okay, Gwen,
yeah.
When you mention this, right,
yeah.
it's imagination, right? Imagination brings attention, right? And that attention is picked up by universe, right? And that is sent out, right?
Yes, yeah.
So yeah, it becomes automatic. You know, the energy that we hold and the intentions that we send, or thoughts that we think, are already picked up. Right. This is conscious energy. Right.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Well, how does Nick? How does Abraham putting it, being on that high flying disc or whatever, or in the zone? the big thing is basically allowing fear to flow through you and out of you.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And maintaining that joyous, or maybe a better word could be content. You know, content in the moment.
I agree. And the whole thing is, too, is knowing these negative emotions, fear, doubt, hate, stuff like that, right? And
yeah.
processing it. And the universe that's already taken care of, right?
Yeah.
You know, there's no need for us to express this, right? You know, like, for the most part, universe source has my back, right? And everything in between.
Yeah. Well, so I picked a rune on what you guys talking about, the change and the dream time and the... what we're focusing on, what we're fantasizing about, and if it's the year of infinite possibilities, you know, how far are we going in our dreams? And what I chose was change, metamorphosis, making changes, opportunities for change and new birth are all around you. Now is the time to embrace them. Holding on to old ways will lead to frustration and failure now. And I think that very much includes embracing those fear elements as also part of life, and you really can make them something of a friend. You know, they don't have to be this like, oh my goodness, I'm feeling fear, and then here we go, we're off and running. You know, it's the okay,
it's the
I see
thing.
You, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's the same thing with ego, right? But
right?
Ego gets in our way so much, right? But you know, I put my ego. You know, I gave him a room. You know, I nurture him, right? He gave me my individuality, right? Even though that we are all interconnected, but, you know, this is what gives us our individuality in this 3D physicality.
Right.
And we are one with all that is.
Right, the ego can become a game that you play with. You go, okay, well, you know, this is my D&D character, basically. This is all my stuff. I hold this, I'm male, female. You know, you just choose something that is some sort of semblance of what you are, you know, the mask.
Right.
But it doesn't have to be a false mask. It's how you portray yourself right now in this 3D. Yeah, as long as you realize that it doesn't rule the show and it can't be in charge, you know, it's
right.
Cool.
Right. That's the important part, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't want ego. You don't want ego to be making your decisions for you. Okay.
Right.
Really.
I think we should all be handed a little book of the portable Jung to carry around for. Just those quick definitions in the moment.
That's good. Nice. Well, we have 6 minutes left. So this has been a really great organic way of going through the runes, because with most things, it's great to experience it and, you know, to experience it for the masses. Sometimes with tarot cards, I find, you know, to listen to someone else's tarot reading, you're like, okay, what does this have to do with my life? But the runes really show you a general archetypes of what can happen in the human condition, and just what, where you're at, where you're going, where you've been.
Beautiful, Gwen.
Very nice. Yeah. All right. So any closing thoughts we have here, Gwen?
Oh, sorry.
My closing thought is going to be the watchword. I kind of realized that for me, 2015 is about community.
Mm-hmm,
it's
mm-hmm.
about reaching out. You can reach out in many different ways. It's important to remember to get out there with the people too. But in this world, we have so many ways to reach out. So community, I think, is the word.
Yeah, and we have so much in common.
Yeah.
No matter who
for
you
me,
are.
2015. Sorry.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Gwen, right?
I'm Nicole. Yeah.
Nicole. Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. It's just name. It's just ego, right? For you, 2015.
Yeah, 2015, yeah, is going to be, yeah, exactly, a lot about communication and the way mm-hmm. we communicate with each other and the way we're going to see things differently. You know, not the way Matrix wants us to see them. You know, there are already forerunners already on the ground, and there are ones wandering around wondering what's going on, and it's not going to be, you know, they're not going to wander to the Matrix. They're going to wander to their inner self, to remembering of themselves, right? And this is going to be huge. This is going to be absolutely huge. You know, I've been seeing this for I don't know how long. You know, and like 15 is going to be huge. You know, this color gathering.
I think it's going to be a good year.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think it's going to be a good year because we're fully into Aquarius. Well, we're not fully. We're fully into the beginning of Aquarius. So
wow.
Maybe that's the best way. Pre-session is happening.
Yeah. Well, I think you're right. I think the community and when you tune in with your community, you do see how many like archetypes and general things that we all go through as humans. And once you are connected in with who you are and what you came here to be and sit with that, I think automatically comes the oneness. When you know who you are, you realize that you are all in the oneness and that we all came here to do something. We all came here to watch this wonderful show and be a part of it. So, I mean, try and be in the dumps and know that.
You know what? I have to add there. I think that we're not just watching this show. We are the show.
Sure.
We are the show.
Yeah.
Got a lot of work on this one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wonderful. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening and for tuning in with us. And you can check us out at spirittherapynyc.com. That's our website, and Gwen is also there with Daughters of Isis. You can also find her on daughtersofisis.com. All of her rune oils are under oils. They're at the bottom of the list. They're the newest edition.
They're on sale, too, because they're brand new.
Oh, cool. Fantastic. So thank you, everyone. We hope to see you again next week. Thank you, Ibitar. Thank you, Aloha Jay. Thank you, Dennis, Dream Master. And, we'll see you next week. Have a great first. I feel like this is really the first week of January. Those first few days was just sort of, you know, figure out where you're at. So, so we'll talk to you next week and see how everyone's doing.
Be well. Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
In Lakesh.
In Lakesh.
In Lakesh.